Hi guys, welcome to the Bear Podcast, a anti-Russia propaganda show. In today's session, we're going to discuss whether the Ukraine should be part of the NATO. First, some general information about the NATO. The NATO is a community of values of free democratic states founded in 1949 and is an organization of 30 members. Its fundamental values are peace, democracy, freedom, and the rule of law. It's an organization of collective defense, and its aim is to find peaceful ways to secure international peace and equality. The NATO is a military defense alliance that defends external borders of NATO territories and also helps states that are directly or indirectly threatened of other member states. I would like to introduce our three guests today, Professor Lamplight.
Good day, everybody.
Professor Dr. Smith from Harvard.
Hello.
And Karen.
Hello.
Professor Smith, could you explain some motives why the Ukraine wants to be part of the NATO?
Sure. So the Ukraine has officially been in a partnership with NATO since 1992. And since 1997, there's been an existing Ukraine-NATO commission. And it's since provided a discussion forum for security concerns without a formal membership agreement. And I'd say it's one of the greatest contributors to a furthered NATO-Ukraine relationship. A membership with NATO would significantly increase Ukraine's international military backing, allowing for NATO military action within Ukraine and alongside members of its military. This guarantee of military might would act as a firm deterrent to Russian aggression. The Ukraine joining NATO would draw them more firmly toward Europe and helping them join the EU, which is definitely one of their policy goals, and away from Russia's sphere of influence.
Thanks. So, Mr. Lamplight, what is the current status of the Ukraine joining NATO, and what exactly are the historical ties between NATO and the Ukraine?
Well, there have quite recently been huge developments in that regard, because Ukraine has just requested the fast-track membership for NATO on the 30th of September. Currently, that claim is backed by 7 countries, meaning that there is a real debate going on about it. However, the ties between NATO and Ukraine have always been there. So in 1991, there was the North Atlantic Cooperation Council, which was a council between the states of the Warsaw Pact and the NATO in order to facilitate dialogue and cooperation. During those councils, there were the first interactions between Ukraine and the NATO. In 1994, Ukraine then joined the Partnership for Peace program, under the condition that Ukraine surrenders its nuclear weapons, which it still had left over from the USSR. In exchange for this dearmament, the Ukraine received security assurances, meaning that the US and the NATO would help Ukraine in case of a conflict. In 1997, then, was the signing of the NATO-Ukraine Charter, and with that, the establishment of the NATO-Ukraine Commission in order to strengthen the relations between NATO and Ukraine. In 2004, there was another huge step, because Ukraine gave free access to NATO troops to the territory of Ukraine. And however, in the same year, there was a declaration that joining NATO was no longer a goal of state policy, but instead that the goal was just a close cooperation. However, in 2004, there also was the Orange Revolution, meaning that there was a new president of Ukraine and the intent to join NATO was re-established. In 2005, there were the first dialogues of entry of Ukraine into the NATO, and the return to the strategic goal of full membership in both the NATO and the European Union. However, in 2008, a referendum for joining NATO was not in favor in Ukraine, and after the NATO Bucharest summit, the NATO decided that it would not offer membership to Ukraine. However, it did promise to do so at a later point in time that remained unspecified. In 2009, the Ukraine presented its first annual national program as required by the Membership Action Plan, meaning that the intent to join NATO was becoming a real thing. However, in 2010, we once again had a new president that did not want Ukraine to become part of the NATO. This means that there was no pursuing of a NATO membership in the near future. However, there was still a participation in NATO drills. In 2014, we had the next revolution with the Euromaidan and the re-establishment of the goal of joining NATO. In the same year, there was the illegal annexation of the Crimea by Russia. And as a reaction to that, in 2016, at the NATO summit in Warsaw, there was the establishment of the Comprehensive Assistance Package, which gave military assurances and military aid to the Ukraine. In 2017, the Ukrainian parliament set the NATO membership as an official state goal of the Ukraine foreign policy, and in 2018, the NATO finally added Ukraine to its list of aspiring members. In 2019, the Ukraine did go another huge step by doing an amendment to its constitution. It meant that the goal of joining NATO was now in the constitution of the Ukraine. In 2020, there was the approval of the Ukraine's new national security strategy, meaning that that was the start of the development of a distinctive partnership with NATO with the aim of entering NATO. At the same time, Ukraine requested a NATO MAP, which means that the Ukraine wanted to finally get its roadmap for entering into NATO. That all came to a halt in the 2022 Russia-Ukraine war, where Ukraine is not officially a NATO member. However, the NATO countries do supply Ukraine with weapons, rations, and equipment to fight against Russia. But they do not take an active stance in the conflict. So that means that, unlike that, what the Ukraine wanted, there was no no-flight zone, there is no military personnel in Ukraine, and the Ukrainian soldiers cannot use something like the US bases to launch its operations. However, the NATO does send intelligence reports to Ukraine, meaning that that is a huge sign of a big collaboration. Now, recently, there was the fast action requested, and Ukraine's admission into the NATO is already backed by 7 NATO countries, so there might be a real chance to do so right now.
Well, thanks for this detailed overview, Mr. Lamblight. And next up to Professor Dr. Smith, is it likely that the Ukraine will join NATO anytime soon?
So from how I see it, I think a quick gaining of a membership is quite unlikely, since all NATO members must unanimously approve a new country before it's able to join. And that judgment is based upon factors like a functioning democracy or whether it has so-called unresolved external territorial disputes, which, Russian threats to and the whole country definitely poses a problem. A membership is generally open to any European country wanting to join and able to contribute to the security of the North Atlantic area. That in turn is secured by having members follow a so-called membership action plan, which is an application process that could take up to 20 years in the case of Northern Macedonia. So I wouldn't really say that time is a very helpful factor in this case. The Ukraine has shown an interest in a NATO membership since May 2002. A sovereign Ukraine would definitely support NATO's goal of a Euro-Atlantic stability, even though the Ukraine has shown a greater urgency to join the alliance than the NATO itself. But from my point of view, Ukraine joining NATO now would be more of a liability, since the threat of an imminent conflict between Ukraine and Russia would definitely commit NATO to take military action against Russia, which I don't know if that is a fight that the alliance wants to really take up. So that is definitely a point to consider.
Thanks, Professor Smith. And now to our last candidate, Karen. What are the Russian stance on the current affairs?
So I'm first going to talk about Putin's principles of strategic action. After his opinion, an actor's instruments of power are diplomacy, economy, military, and information. And when you combine the four of those, then strategic goals can be reached. During the Cold War, the Soviet Union was a power in the bipolar world, so Russia has been a world power. And Putin is still hanging on to it and doesn't want the NATO to take over this if it keeps expanding. If you look at this year, you can see clear eastward expansions of the NATO, which also include areas of the former Soviet Union. The quintessence of Putin's statements on NATO's eastward expansions is the fear of further NATO advances to the east and the will to prevent Ukraine from joining the NATO. Putin emphasizes that the Ukraine is a part of Russian history and culture. Also, he says that the Russian population in the Ukraine is threatened and must be protected. Also, the buffer to NATO should be maintained and access to the Black Sea should be secured. Putin thinks the NATO promised Russia never to expand to the east, and Putin feels encircled by the NATO countries. He also often speaks about the fact that Nazism prevails in the Ukraine, and he would like to drive it up.
Thanks, Karen. And guys...
No problem.
Perfect. Guys, so for today we're finished. Thank you for listening and...
No, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.